Christianity at root isn't just a moral code, it's a spiritual miracle which God performs in people's hearts. Jesus called it the new birth. Some people think that you can inherit the new birth, that if your parents are Christians, you're automatically a Christian too. But that isn't so. You can't inherit it. Some people think you can earn it. If only you do enough good works, give enough money to charity, that you can buy the new birth. But that isn't true either. Some people think you can catch it, like a good infection, by coming along to lots of Christian meetings and mingling with Christian people. But that isn't true either. The new birth is a miracle that God does by his grace in people's lives. And the first and primary mark of it is faith in Jesus. That's how we know someone is born again, when they express personal trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior. Because nobody can get to that point in their lives unless the Holy Spirit has really worked a miracle in them. Because it's an inner miracle, there's nothing to see on the outside that's necessarily very obvious. People don't change color. They don't necessarily look any different. They might look slightly happier, though sometimes people look a bit sadder for one reason or another. Because when you become a Christian, it doesn't always make life easier for you. But God has given us an outward sign by which we can recognize people who have come to faith in Jesus, and that's baptism. Baptism is a kind of a drama depicting the new birth. In baptism, someone dies, they go under the water, and they come to life again, coming out of the water. And that's a picture of the new life, which is at the very essence of the Christian gospel and of Christian experience. So it's a real delight tonight that we have somebody who's asked to be baptized. The elders of the church have interviewed them and reported to the church. And we're convinced that Su Meng is a real Christian. In fact, she became a Christian some years ago when she was about 14 years of age back in Malaysia. She's grown as a Christian, and now she's come to the point where she feels baptism is right for her. It would have been right, no doubt, some time ago. But sometimes it takes a little while for us to get used to the idea or to discover that this is God's will for us. So it's not unusual for someone to be baptized quite a long while after they become a Christian these days. Though in the early days of the church, of course, people were baptized very soon after they became Christians. Well, later or sooner, Su Meng has come to that point in her life tonight. Su Meng, why don't you just stand up so people can see you? Come up beside me. You're at Trinity, that's right, isn't it? Doing economics? Brave girl. And she's in her third year, so you'll be going back to East Asia next year? Do you know where you'll be going?
To Singapore, to work.
Let me just read a verse or two from the Bible about baptism, Su Meng, that you might like to remember and that others might like to think about as you're baptized. This is a verse from Paul's letter to the Galatians, and it tells us that when we're baptized, we become part of an international family. In Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. And here's a sentence which the Apostle Paul spoke to Timothy, who was his young son in the faith, encouraging him to remember the testimony which he made on the day of his baptism. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of eternal life, to which you were called when you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Well, there are many witnesses here tonight, rather more, I think, than you wanted, Su Meng. She particularly asked to be baptized on a Sunday night because she was nervous of the crowds we get on Sunday morning. But, well, this Sunday night there's rather a lot of people here, aren't there? Perhaps that's because you're being baptized. And finally, some words from Jesus, when he gave authority to the church to baptize in his name. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, he said. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit,
teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. Two questions then, Su Ming. First, do you make profession of repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ? And second, do you promise, depending on God's grace, to follow Christ and serve him forever in the fellowship of his church? Shall we all stand for prayer? We're going to pray for Su Ming now. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you that by your Holy Spirit, you have brought Su Ming to spiritual life. Thank you that we see the evidence of that in her faith and in the way she desires to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for bringing her to this point in her life where she sees that she ought to be baptized in testimony to what you have done for her and as a confession of her promise of discipleship to you. Lord, we ask that you will be with her in the waters of baptism and pour out your Holy Spirit upon her. Fill her with yourself, Lord, so that she may have the courage to live the Christian life as you would have her live it, not just now and today, but in the future, when she goes to Singapore, wherever you may take her. Grant, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will follow her and dwell within her, and that the memory of this day, the day of her baptism, when she made a good confession before many witnesses, will always strengthen her to remain true to you. We pray, Lord, that you would equip her with such gifts as you see she will need to serve you profitably in your church. And we pray that you would grant her a deep assurance that she is really your child, that you have given her eternal life, and that you will never let her fall. And Father, for us who witness this baptism, we pray you will speak to us. Whatever our need is, some of us perhaps have grown cold towards you and need to be challenged to renew our vows. Some of us perhaps have not yet come to the point of baptism and need to be challenged by Su Ming's act of obedience. Some of us perhaps have still not really found faith and are outside of Christ. Lord, warn us, we pray, of the danger in which those who are outside the only Saviour of the world stand. And grant us, Lord, that inner miracle without which we cannot see the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.